without exception, that has wounded me, that's hurt me, that I've held things against. Lord, I say today, I have walked in the sin of division. Forgive me, Lord. Restore my heart of love. Help me, Lord, from this moment to pour love on those people, whoever they are. They may not deserve it in human terms, but I didn't deserve your love. And you said, love those who would do things. And so, Lord, today, I forgive them. And I say today, I love them, Lord, with your love, not human love. I choose, Lord, to bless them, not curse them, to love them, not walk distant from them. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing me from all division, that I might walk in unity with you, in unity in my family, in all my relationships, to walk in peace, to walk in love. Because where there is love, you are. And I want you. I want you, Lord. I want you, Lord. More than anything else, I want you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. While your heads are still bowed, I'm going to ask Pastor Dean to come. And he's going to release on you whatever God has put in his heart. I want you to just hold out your hands today. And I'm going to join you holding out my hands. Because I know what. If there's anything that we want in this house, it's more of God.
Father, we stretch forth our hands to you. The Word of God says, when we lift our hands, we are literally lifting our hearts to you. And we stretch forth our hands, and as a church, we present our heart as a unified body to you today.
Yes.
And today, we as a unified body say, yes. Lord God, command blessing on us.
Yes.
Command blessing on us as a church.
Yes.
Command blessing on us as a person. Command blessing on us as a family. Lord, we stand in your presence today. Yes, we lift our faces to you. Yes, our hands are symbolic of an open heart to you. Yes, and a heart that is presented to you saying, oh God, pour out upon us.
Yes.
Pour out upon us, oh God. Oh, it's time. Oh, it's time that there be a mighty pouring forth of our God.
Yes,
through our lives.
Yes.
Oh, and to show forth the glory of God, to show forth the manifest death presence of the mighty God.
Yes,
that you are. It's upon us.
Yes.
And Lord, we lift our hands to you and say, we receive it in
yes,
Jesus' name.
Yes.
We receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We receive it in Jesus' name. Yes. Take the hand of someone and say together, we receive it.
Receive it.
We receive it.
We receive it.
Now you say to that person, you receive it.
You receive it.
Say it to someone else. You receive it.
You receive it.
Now let's say together, we receive it.
We receive it.
We receive it.
We receive it.
Release it in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. So be it.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask that you would give us the spirit of generosity that is on these people. That you would put that upon us, Lord, that we would become a generous people, that we would be so generous, Lord, that you would give back to us, Father God, even as we are give out, that you would cause that spirit of generosity to increase. And we thank you, Lord God, that you cause there to be fulfillment of their building, Lord God. We just speak a blessing on them to receive everything they need for that building. And we thank you, Lord, for their faith for our building, Lord God, that you will provide everything that is needed. We thank you for it in Jesus' name.
I just want you to understand how unique you are, New Life Bible Church. You have many couples who are from different nations that God has joined together in unity in one union. That's the reason I called those different people up here. They were from different nations, and here you are in one place. One family coming from this nation and this nation and coming together. This is something that is unique God has done. And he's bringing that so that the world can see we aren't from different tribes and nations. We are a part of his tribe, his nation, his kingdom, the kingdom of God. Father, I just pray upon this house just such a spirit of unity that if there's any inkling of some division, that people's antennas will go up and they will say, no, 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 I will not receive that. I will not allow any kind of division to come into my heart. I will not allow division that the enemy would come. I will declare, even as Jesus did, Father, not my will, but thine be done.
Yes.
Not my will, but thine be done. Today we give you our hearts. We give you our hearts, our desires, the things that we have in our heart that we want to accomplish. We know you have a good plan for each one of us. And as we walk with you and we walk in the things that you have for us and the blessings that are there, we will be fulfilled in those things. So, Father, we lift our heart to you and we say, Father, not my will, but thine be done. And I will choose to walk daily in unity with my brothers and sisters, and we will see great blessing, great blessing, because we walk in unity in the name of Jesus. Amen.
So as we've got our heads bowed and our hearts to the Lord, just want to pour out an anointing. If there's any people in your family who are astray, is there any people who are suffering, whatever ailments they have, just bring them to mind. Because nothing is impossible for God. So if you've got body parts that are just not working right, and just put your hands on them now. Or if the person who's not with you and you know what's ailing them, put that, just stand in proxy for them. And in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit will come upon that part of the body.
Yes.
And renew it.
Yes. Yes.
And whatever infliction is in that part of the body is to go.
Yes.
To be restored from what it was before. Whether it's ears opening.
Yes.
Whether it's ringing in ears. Whether it's whatever it is. Whatever nerve system needs rebuilding.
Yes.
If you need a new heart. If your knees, ankles. You know yourself. Eyes. Sinuses, taste buds, Even if you need your limbs restored, so you can walk. Nishabara kuno toro shabara ti shara na. Shishana na na na, Holy Spirit, shara kuno no 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 no, just reach out. Just come down now. Shishabara toro no 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 no. Just give clarity of mind, Lord, as well. Give wisdom. Give breakthrough, Lord. If people will come up against walls and don't know which way to turn, just nothing's impossible. That you'll make the road straight, Lord. You've opened doors. You've shown in the last couple of weeks, you know, in a different nation. But the hunger these people have for you, we too have this hunger.
Yes.
And like you say, behind us, what does it say behind us?
Nothing shall be impossible.
Yeah. So if you feel threatened at all, just say, you know, there was Pastor Fred. He mentioned he was at a conference and this witch doctor came. And basically he had long hair and the hair was coming up on him. And he's pointing to him and says, you've got 3 minutes to get off that stage or I'm going to kill you. And the fear of God took Pastor Fred. And this other guy said, if I was you, this guy's crazy, you know. I'd go. So he started going. As he was walking down the steps of the back, came into his spirit, greater is in me than is in the world. And then with new boldness, he turned around, went to the front of that stage, pointed to the switch doctor and says, greater is in me than is in this world. And he pointed at him, and the man dropped dead. When they call the police, how do you explain that? So that just shows you that how much power we have in the name of Jesus. And we are part of his family. So we've just got to... So when your fear comes against you, he didn't give us a spirit of fear. So just in Jesus' name, just command whatever is affecting your life now. And take control of it. Amen.
Hold out your hands one more time. I release to you from this day a spirit of boldness, of faith, to speak and believe that the words you speak are filled with the Spirit of the living God. That even as you speak, there is a delivery system that causes the transaction to take place in the invisible spirit realm, bodies to be made well, deliverance to come, change to take place. In Jesus' name, I release that spirit of boldness upon you today. Speaking to your neighbors, your friends, connecting with your workmates. In Jesus' name, a spirit of boldness comes on you. Today, I release on you a spirit of rejoicing so that you are not ashamed of the gospel, but you are ready to rejoice anytime and all the time. And it doesn't matter if people wonder if you're okay or not, because you know when you walk in the joy of the Lord, you are the best you can be. In Jesus' name, I release healing and health to your body. Right now, in Jesus' name, it is your inheritance. God commanded it. You're taking it now, in Jesus' name. Healing and health and wholeness. I release upon you today financial increase, in Jesus' name. I release to you employment, prosperity in your business, wisdom in your current job situation. You have been in perplexity, and you cried out to the Lord today. It ends. Today, there's grace that's flowing to you now. Promotion comes to you. Expansion, new doors are opening to you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Reconciliation is taking place amongst people that you said, no, that would never happen. It's taking place in Jesus' name. I release uncommon miracles in you, in your family. extraordinary things that enlarge your testimony and make you a walking mouthpiece and a visible evidence of the grace of God. In Jesus' name, some released today, some tomorrow, some this next week. It's yours. If you believe the message, the arm of the Lord is extended to you from this moment. Take it from today. Take it from today. Take it from today. You don't have to live in yesterday. It's a brand new moment in God right now for you. Right now for you. Some of you have distressing situation in some other nation with circumstances you can't fix. You can't fix it because you're here, but you couldn't fix it even if you were there. Right now, today, God's hand is extended in that. He's correcting some stuff that you couldn't correct. You cried out to Him and you said, God is correcting it. He's fixing it. He's doing it today. You're going to have a testimony to share. I couldn't fix it. God fixed it. I couldn't fix it. God fixed it. In Jesus' name, I speak a spirit of reproduction on you to multiply believers through your believing, through your boldness, through your witness. In Jesus' name. And I see some of you in your workplace, and somebody in your workplace is going to say, I went to the doctor and I had a certain condition that was diagnosed, and you're going to say, shall I get rid of the diagnosis for you today? You will be bold. You will say to them, shall I get rid of that for you today? And as you speak, it'll go. And they'll say, how did that happen? And you'll say, let me tell you who did it. Let me tell you who did it. And they will find an introduction to Christ unlike any they have ever known before. God made you to be a miracle on two feet, delivering grace all around you, in your community, in your neighbors, receiving grace. There's a miracle grace that comes upon this house today. Yes. Today. Yes. Just receive. You say, Pastor, you say that all the time. Just receive, yes, okay? It's something that takes place internally. You say, I believe what God is saying. I believe it. It's personally a message to me. It's personally a message to this house. There's a miracle grace. If you believe it, it happens. It happens. It happens. That's what's so beautiful about Africa. They just simply believe it. They simply believe it. They simply believe it.
Hello? So there's this song, the power of the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name Jesus, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, 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 break every chain.
Break every chain. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Father, we thank you today for what you've done through the sowing of this house. We heard you. We obeyed you. We sowed. And eternity alone will reveal the harvest. We are grateful for our partnership with you. Take all that you did there and may it be bread for our community and our city and our nation and all the other nations that are represented around here and the flags that are on this wall. Wherever you want to take us, Lord, we say yes. Because we know that you will always deliver something amazing, wonderful, powerful. You're here today in the service and you say, Pastor, it's all great what God's done in Africa. But I don't really have that kind of personal relationship with Jesus. I'm only going to take another minute. If you're in this service today and you say, hey, Pastor, I don't know Christ as my Savior. I'd like Christ to live inside of me. Because I know as I walk the journey of life, there are many times where I feel helpless and hopeless. I know I'm a sinner. I know I don't walk in intimacy with you. If that's you today, if you acknowledge that you're a sinner and you want God's forgiveness and He's ready to forgive you today, you want to give your life to Him, join me here at the front. We'll pray together. God will wash your sins away, come and live inside of you, and walk with you all the days of your life. That's you today. Step out of your seat. Take that step. God will meet you today. Father, we thank you today that you hear our cry. Lord, Catalin's nephew, thank you, Lord. You visit him in the prison cell. Let him today, Lord, come out of the prison cell on the inside. That he might be released, Lord, from the physical prison. Let your voice powerfully and lovingly and wonderfully penetrate his heart. In Jesus' name. Lord, as we fellowship together, may your blessing abide and flow from us to a needy world. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Hug 9 people. We'll clear the chairs and make some tables and eat.